Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second, the second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting third, the DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Jose Valentin. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting eighth, the catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Royce Clayton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mark Burley. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting second, the shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third, the DH, Ellis Burks. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jim Thomey. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Ricky Gutierrez. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Milton Bradley. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Russell Branyon. Batting ninth, the catcher, Eddie Perez. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Baez. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Perez and he is out, Gutierrez applying the tag. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lawton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez is called out on strikes. 1 out. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Konerko hits a line drive into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomey juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomey. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thomey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thomey is called out on strikes. 1 out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ricky Gutierrez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gutierrez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Royce Clayton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clayton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lofton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Branyan is called out on strikes. 1 out. Eddie Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perez strikes out. 2 outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lawton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez hits a fly ball into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Burks is 0 for 1 in the game. Burks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Burks reaches second base with a double. There goes Vizquel trying to get to home. Lofton throws the ball into Clayton, who relays the ball to Alomar, who tags Vizquel, who came all the way from first, for the out. 1 out. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tomey is 0 for 1 in the game. Tomey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Conurco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tomey for the out. Burks moves to third. 2 outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. Fryman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Ricky Gutierrez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gutierrez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Conurco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Conurco is 0 for 1 in the game. Conurco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley takes first base on ball 4. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Branyan is 0 for 1 in the game. Branyan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Eddie Perez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lawton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Conurco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Vizquel. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Vizquel steals second. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clayton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clayton is called out on strikes. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alomar moves to second. Ricardo Rincon now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fryman strikes out. Two outs. Ricky Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gutierrez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. David Risk now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Risk fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ordonez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Conurco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Conurco is 0 for 2 in the game. Conurco takes first base on ball 4. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Branyan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Branyan strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawton takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burley fires to first and picks off Lawton. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Shuey now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Clayton is 0 for 2 in the game. Clayton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Clayton moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Glover now pitching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vizquel hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Burks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 3 in the game. Thome strikes out. 2 outs. Travis Fryman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fryman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fryman takes first base on ball 4. Burks moves to second. Ricky Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gutierrez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Wickman now pitching. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ordonez is 0-3 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Konerko is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Konerko hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The ball gets by Perez for a passed ball. Konerko moves to second. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Valentin is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentin strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lee is 0-3 in the game. Lee strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.